Good morning. My name is Jeff. I'm starting this podcast called Bro, Speak Up, Man. And I'm really excited about this project, which I'm calling it. I am 49 years old. I have been married for about 23 years, one son. And I'm at the point in my life where not really just slowing down, but just not sweating the small stuff as much. I have questions that I like to think out loud or thoughts. I've been involved with ADHD, with a group. I've had run a group, many various projects, another podcast, where it's very structured, very much so, where it takes kind of spontaneousness out, if you want to call it. So this is more of a just off the cuff. I wanted to do something where I didn't have to really do any editing, just be raw. And I think this is something that a lot of us guys don't do. We don't speak up. We are, you know, supposed to be the defenders, protectors, the leaders. A lot of times, you know, the women, family looks up to the man, expect him to be strong, which he should be. It's all about trying to find that balance, though, which sometimes it's hard to find that balance when you don't have, like, the support of others, especially other guys, to be able to be encouraged. If you think about encouraged, it does take courage to face this world, and if you face it all alone, there's not really going to be any type of encouragement. It's going to be mostly discouragement. So I think a lot of guys just don't speak up because they think it doesn't matter, nobody cares. You know, the old put on the boots, straps on, and pick yourself up is what is expected of us. So a lot of guys are like, what's the point? And many times there's lots of small talk throughout our day. People ask, well, how are you doing? And a lot of times, a lot of us say, well, I'm okay, I'm fine. When really, that's not the case. We're not okay. And don't really have anywhere to turn to or anyone to connect with. It makes it very difficult to get through a day. It plays on the mental health. I know it definitely plays on my mental health when it comes to being able to have that positive talk going on when things don't go my way and so forth. You know, many different levels of mental health, especially with guys. That's something we'll definitely dive into as we do these recordings. But today, just to keep it on point, just an introduction. I wanted just to introduce myself to an audience that I hope will grow. It will have value out there. Other men will connect with other men and have these conversations, you know, from listening to the podcast. Be honest with you, I don't really have, you know, I don't have unrealistic expectations, you know, of what happens this show. It's just more or less of what will be, just let it be. It's kind of my thing these days, wanting to just take that approach. You know, so definitely, like I said, recapping back questions. I do like asking questions. Some of them serious questions, some are deep questions, some are like off the wall questions, some of them just how my personality is. Or quirky. I am quirky. At times, where did that come from? That was like way out in left field. Where did you come up with that question or that thought, Jeff? So I look at it that way. And just experiences. I believe that, you know, the experiences I have, some guys are going to be able to relate. That's what I think. Some guys are going to be able to relate to my experiences. Just to give you an idea, you know, of who I am, other than what I've told you about age, family, and so I'm not really into sports like football or basketball or baseball in great depth. Don't ask me to spit out stats because I really don't know them. I was a track guy back in high school. I went down to state in 92. Went to down to state in 92, and that was pretty much my extent in high school. Track was my thing. It most part it did become my identity in high school because I really didn't was very shy. I didn't really have a lot of people to talk to, turn to. So that was kind of my escape from situations that I dealt with many times: anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, all of that. Everything that's typical of being a teenager. So, that's where, I stand on that. Not really into hunting or fishing. Really not into a whole lot of putting stuff together. For me, my experiences, a lot of times, Dad was emotionally absent, wasn't really available. He had issues of his own, which the pattern curse, kept going, passed on to me. And that was a situation where I spent a lot of time with my mom. And a lot of times with that experience, very much in depth about conversations. I like to talk, so it's always been the case. I've always liked to talk. If I don't know you or so forth, I'm very quiet. I don't really talk a lot, but man, you get me open up, you can't get me to shut up. So that is what I that's what the experience you'll have with me as a person. I really like to wake up in the mornings. I really like to drink coffee. I'm obviously into coffee. I obviously, like any other guy, I like to have a sense of accomplishment. I like to feel needed. Obviously, that goes two ways. Also, showing love, to wife, to family, is important as well. So, as a man, definitely working to provide roof over a family's head, being able to see them get to do the things that they enjoy to do, smiles on their face. That's all great, but obviously the greatest part is doing things together. And I think that's with regardless of as a man how you are as far as your personality and the things you like. The one thing I think that interweaves with all men is doing stuff. We like to do stuff. I mean, that's something that it was not natural, normal to me, but I've learned to, hey, let's get together and put something together. And it's through projects where the talking is, and seeing the accomplishments, the jokes, all that going on. That's how guys really get into stuff. They really get into it. Not as much with women about relationships and all that, getting in great depth, but just putting stuff together. I honestly believe, most of us guys are just very simple. We're very simple. Doesn't take a lot to please us. We're compartmentalized with how we want, certain things. Minimize. We do a lot of, keeping things simple. Most of us do. Some of us, not as so much. All of us are work in progress. But hopefully that gives you an idea. A little bit more, of me. Obviously, if you like what you're hearing, definitely stick around, listen to more shows where you get to we get I will just be talking out loud like this. So, and I like to be able to say, I know that it's a no-no, and podcast recordings to say, all that. But I just I got to a point where I'm just tired of having everything just to be so perfect on a recording. I think that, everyone does podcasts should have some type of sideshow, perhaps, if they don't have a show, where they can be able to be loose like this, to be able to be vulnerable. Because if I'm doing all that, and you see my imperfections, how much more are you going to relate to a guy that is honest. He's raw. He is in the moment versus someone's all polished and says all the right words and says all the right things, able to do all that. Now, of course, you don't want to babble on and, you know, and sound like an idiot, but at the same time, be able to just free flow in a conversation. Once you get going, it's really not that difficult to just start thinking about stuff out loud. It really helps, I believe, in being on the spot. I think that every guy should probably have their own sideshow like this. Imagine if a lot of men would do that, how other men would be able to relate to those men. Not every guy is going to relate to each guy, but I honestly believe if we have more shows like that, it would spark more conversations with other men and perhaps connect more guys together in this day of age. But yeah, it's really a great opportunity that I was open to, in which I wanted to do this for some time. Just had some things going on, life. And that's the thing. As the weeks go ahead, I'm really excited. My plan is to do something, like this, once a week. It could change. I mean, it could be too much, and it may be do 2 weeks. I don't know. But what I love about this is that it's a journey. I don't have any expectation of a destination of where I'm going to park the train, if at will, if you want to call it that, one day, or to get to a finish line. I'm not in a hurry to do that. I want to take as much time as I can every week talking about different things, so that everything is talked about, everything is mentioned. There may be just that one thought that I may think is irrelevant, that very well may be the one thing that some guy needs to hear out there, and it sparks something. So I look at that possibility of when conversations are open, they're not rushed, that men start to think, yeah, he's got a point there, man. He's got a point. And man, that bro, he's speaking up, man. He is speaking up. And that is something that I hope that more guys would do as time goes by. Start speaking up. Not go quiet, not go silent. Because if we go quiet and we go silent, we end up in the place that is very dangerous, and that's being alone inside our heads. And easier said than done. It is. It is. And it may take some time for some guys to be able to just get to the point where they can just open up and talk. I think it's so important. So, with that being said, this is just a little bit of an introduction. Just wanted to put my name out there, tell you a little bit about myself, what I hope to accomplish with this show. Really excited. So, just to, recap as I come to an end here, questions. I will think of questions. Like I said, some will be off the wall that I ask. Some of them be very serious, very, very deep. And some of these, along with thoughts, are just going to be quirky. That where did he come from with that thought? And hopefully I'm not the only one that has those type of thoughts, so it won't be so quirky to those listening out there. And hopefully, as a guy, hopefully the things that I'm saying you can relate to. You'll listen to the show, you'll feel encouraged, you'll feel inspired, you'll feel built up, iron sharpened, all of those all those good and wonderful things as men that we should have. So I hope that everyone has a great day, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye now.